I'm Jessica. I'm an alcoholic. I have a sobriety date of May 5th, 2004. I got sober when I was 23, and that was the day that God intervened in my life for the, not the last time, but the first time getting me sober. This is my first time sober. What I can tell you is I'm here because I suffer from alcoholism, and I'm here to treat that disease. I could tell you all my war stories. I could tell you my drunkalogs, but I don't think that really plays any significance in my disease of alcoholism. I drank because I had a hole inside my stomach that I tried to fill with shopping, guys, moving. I tend to build my life up for 6 months, and then I tear it down. I think I was content with my life for the first 6 months of my living, and then it kind of went downhill from there. I always felt different. I could be in a room of people and feel like I'm the only one. I just always felt that there was something wrong with me, and I could never put my finger on it. I'm the type of alcoholic that when I drink, I can't tell you how much I'm going to drink, who I'm going to beat up, where your car is going to be, you know, where your mother's belongings are, because I'm the type that will come to your house and steal all your shit and all of your neighbor's stuff. Yes. I like shiny things, so hide them. My first drink was when I was in eighth grade, and I was with my older brother at his friend's house, and there was like eight of us. And his friend got all of his parents' liquor out of the cabinet, and we just poured it all into a big giant mixer. And we all sat around the circle, and I thought I was going to get the same thing that they got. I watched it go around, and I watched their effects, how they took it. You know, they made the sour face and coughed, and some threw up. And when I got it, I immediately felt that sense of ease and comfort, that sense of, like, everything's going to be okay. And we passed it around, and I think I had, like, we passed it around twice. And then they were done. And I was like, what do you mean you're done? Like, we just got started. And, but then that was it. And then I didn't drink again. You know, I did the weekends in high school, the house parties, and but it was never really a problem. There was a few things in my life that did happen that I was involved with that fueled my alcoholism. And it started when I was 18. And it just went downhill. I couldn't stop drinking. I was blaming myself for everything. Even if I didn't know you, I was blaming myself for your shit. And I felt like I was God. I felt like I was responsible for your miserable life. And that's just how it went. I drank alcoholically for 2 years. Within 2 years, I had a scholarship for volleyball at Long Beach, and I ruined it because I couldn't stop drinking. I was a Rockette in New York, and I ruined it because I couldn't stop drinking. Like I said, I build myself up, and then I can tear it down really fast because I'm full of fear. And fear ruled my life, 100% ruled it. And it wasn't until I was sitting in a bar. I like to drink at Mulvaney's in Santee. And it allowed me to be angry and discontent. And they allowed me to fight and throw stuff. And it was perfect. I felt like it was my cheers. You know, it was my home. It was like, it was where everything was going to be okay. I could always go to the alcohol. I can always, it always filled that hole that I was looking for. And until one night, I was sitting at a bar stool and I had about 5 pitchers of empty beer pitchers, and I was drinking about $119 worth of alcohol each night, 5 days a week. I couldn't stop. And one night, I looked at my older brother, who's in a wheelchair, and I said, I can't do it anymore. And everything from my whole past, everything I blamed myself for, just hit me, and the alcohol just stopped working. And what happened was, at that point, I lived in a trailer park right across the street. And I went home, and my roommate's the one that had the problem, because she would take Wellbutrin and then drink. And then she would, you know, do other stuff so she could keep drinking. That wasn't me. I didn't do other party favors. I didn't do stuff to make me keep drinking. I just drank. I'm just a good old alcoholic. And my dad always told me the alcoholics were the ones that were pissing and shitting in their pants downtown, you know. But I was doing that in Santee. But I wasn't an alcoholic. Delusional. You know, I thought I had a high bottom when I came here. But it was a pretty high low bottom. And so I took my roommate Trazodone, because I had to seek out the ultimate end, because I couldn't figure out how to live my life not drinking, because alcohol had stopped and I didn't have a solution anymore. And I couldn't go on feeling the way I was feeling. Everything that I tried, moving, geographics, friends, cars, homes, nothing was filling that hole anymore. So I went home and I took 200 pills of Trazodone on top of my bar tab, and I sought out the ultimate end because I didn't know what else to do. All my answers had run away. I was too prideful and too fearful to ask for help. I didn't know about Alcoholics Anonymous. I didn't know about meetings. I didn't know about psych wards. I didn't know about anything. And I woke up May 5th of 2004 in a straitjacket in API, and I was fucked. And my mom asked me if I wanted a bed at this place, if I wanted to go, and I said, sure. Well, that's what I heard. What she said is, there's this rehab with this bed to help you with your alcohol problem. I think you should go. If I would have heard that, I would have said, fuck you, I'm not going. But I went, and I went to this rehab, and I stayed for 40 days. And there, it just let me have just a, it just opened my eyes a little bit, and they spoon-fed me the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. And what they did is they taught me about this program and that I have a spiritual malady, and that made sense to me because I needed a spiritual solution. I needed something bigger than myself to help me, that I'm not in control of my life. I got here, and then from the rehab, I went to a women's recovery home. From there, I was on restriction for 6 months, and I stayed for 7. And you know, I was really angry. I would come to these meetings, and I would see people take tokens. Oh, congratulations to the 2-year, Colin, whoever you are. Congratulations. It's a big deal, 2 years. I hated all you guys. I didn't want to be like you. I hated that you smiled. I hated that you guys had friends, that you would go meeting after meeting. I just hated you. I didn't want to be you. I didn't want to be here. I just wanted to be better. And I was really fearful. That's what it came down to. I wanted what you had, but I didn't want to go through the work to get it. I finally got a sponsor, and I started working the steps, and my life slowly changed. But I was miserable for 2 years. You know, they say life gets better. Not all the time. It gets worse before it gets better. So if you're new, I hope you're in enough pain to get into work. Because life is painful. I got married in AA. I got divorced. I had a daughter who is the love of my life. The one step that I had to do absolutely perfect was step 1. We admitted we were powerless over alcohol and our life had become unmanageable. That was the hardest step for me because I was so delusional delusional, my life was not unmanageable. But I came here, and I got to hear people tell my story. And after I did that, everything else kind of fell into place. And then after doing the steps, I learned about the traditions. And I got to learn that, you know, if you just bring your mind, if you bring your body, your mind will follow. And for me, this program has been an amazing trip. Within May 5th, I'll be hopefully 7. Thank you. By the grace of God, I find when I get in the way, shit goes south real fast. I'm 29 years old, and I just purchased my own home. And it's all because of this program. It's because of this program, and I thank my higher power every single day. I take suggestions. I do inventory now because I don't want to be miserable. I do inventory, and I get to laugh. Fuck, I'm still selfish. I'm still self-centered. I'm an asshole. Like, fuck, I know this shit. And it's just been amazing, this entire trip. And I don't know what else to say. I'm just super grateful to be here. And like I said, if you're new, I hope you're in enough pain, and I hope you can get honest. There's a lot of people that come and go. When I first got sober in the women's recovery home, there was 20 of us. There's only 2 sober now. 5 have died because of this disease, and I don't know where the others are. And it's really, really sad, and it's really painful to see people go out and come back in. And I want to stay here. I'm excited. You know, life is exciting. I have friends today. You know, like, I moved into my house a week ago, and, like, I have friends that, like, help me come and decorate, and I'm just, like, in awe, because before, nobody wanted to be around me. You know, I'd steal your shit right in front of you, you know? And I'm not that way today. And I'm just a really grateful alcoholic. So I hope I said something, shared my experience, strength, and hope with you guys. And if you guys didn't hear anything, I hope the 30-minute speaker will help you. Thank you.